Country Bob FM.
Time for the Bob Almanac. And Neil, I don't think you have experienced yet the splendor of the new jingle
bells.
Yeah,
he was gone when that was debuted.
Very nice.
Christmas in June.
I would use the term festive.
Yes.
Is what, and that is usually the tone. That is the tone that we take on the Almanac on a daily basis.
Festive.
Thursday, festive. Thursday, June 8th, 159th day of the year, 206 days left to go this year. The year 452 is where we start today, Neil and Brittany. 452 AD, Italy was invaded by Attila the Hun. Attila the Hun. I mean, I just hear his name and I'd run out of the country.
Right.
I'm out of there. Rome, see ya. So that was 452 on this date. 1786, commercial ice cream manufactured for the first time in New York City. It was commercial ice cream. So it had little bits of metal and asphalt and rubber, vulcanized rubber in that commercial ice cream. 1786. Ice cream was still a new thing at that point in time.
Yeah.
We take it for granted now.
Right. You must have made your own out on the farm sometime.
We didn't. I had a relative who had a maker. We had a maker that we never had a maker at home, but we had a relative that had one of those makers, you know, the big tub and then had the thing in the middle kind of dangling over, kind of like a scoreboard at a hockey arena.
Uh-huh.
I think kind of dangled. And it was good stuff.
But that's a lost art. No, I don't see anybody ever.
Seemed like a lot of work.
Yeah,
when you can just go to the store and buy a pretty good flavor,
whatever you want.
You can go high end or low end,
or go to Two Scoops,
or do that too.
Yeah.
They are a sponsor. 1824. The washing we had a lot of things kind of patented, invented on this date, like the washing machine,
the old
1824,
ringer.
1824. The old ringer with a little motor on it. They probably I don't know. They probably just it was probably hand crank. At that point in time,
I would think so.
It wasn't, later on when they invented the combustible fuel engine, they actually had washing machines. We had an old washing machine that had a little engine on it.
A little gas-powered?
A little gas-powered engine.
Wow.
But then there was also like an electric one next to it.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I hit it with a hammer or something and busted it. It was probably worth money, but I don't know what I was doing because it was porcelain. So it wasn't metal. It was a porcelain, and you just hit the hammer, and there's a big hole in it.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what I was doing. I was... I was off task.
Oopsie-daisy.
Oopsie-daisy for the oopsie-daisy day.
Yeah.
1869, Eve McAfee of Chicago patented the suction vacuum.
Ooh.
1869. Now, the first vacuums were not electric. They were powered by springs because you would... as you moved it along, the wheels would turn, and then it would move the bellows in and out, and that would create the suction back in the old days.
Wow. Pretty ingenious.
Yeah. Yeah, we finally had clean carpet. I mean, before 1869, just think how dirty the carpet was. There were no vacuums, and there's no zero res.
No. And, well, there wasn't very many carpets, thankfully.
1934. So how did they know if the carpet matched the drapes?
It's a totally different thing.
1934, Cincinnati Reds became the first major league team. I tell you what, Cincinnati, they do a lot of the first. I mean, they were pioneers.
Yes.
They were trailblazers in the world of Major League Baseball. Reds became the first major league team to use an airplane to travel from one city to another. They flew from Cincinnati to Chicago. I'm picturing that airplane, the Indians Express, that they used in Major League when they downgraded from commercial airlines and they're trying to make the team play poorly.
Right. Trying to destroy the morale.
Right. It didn't work. It did not work. Although then they downgraded to a rickety old bus, too, which was classic. Taking a bus from New York to Cleveland. 1936, the first parking meter was invented. 1936.
Oh, a lot of inventions.
So another city again. They can put money in their coffers.
Right.
1947 on radio. This show debuted.
From Hollywood, Lassie.
Oh, nice.
Lassie was on radio before it was on TV.
Not the last Lassie reference we'll have today.
Yes, you've looked ahead. You've actually prepped and looked ahead and read your Gones But Not Forgotten.
I usually do.
That is impressive.
Thank you so much.
The Lassie show debuted on ABC Radio. It was a 15-minute show.
Huh.
1968 in London, James Earl Ray was captured more than 2 months after he had shot Martin Luther King Jr. In fact, in Memphis, they caught him in London.
Yep.
on this date, 1968. It was early April that Martin Luther King Jr. had been gunned down. 1969, they retired Knoll number 7, the Mick. Yankees retired Mickey Mantle's number 7. They've retired a few numbers.
Yes, they have.
I was watching the game last night, and they showed a picture of all the numbers that they have up there.
There's no single digits left.
No, it's almost like you're going to run out of numbers. You're going to have to start using integers or fractions.
Fractions.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when Bill Veeck had the small person.
Right.
Can we say midget? That's what they called it back then.
I don't know if we can say that anymore, but he had him
step to the plate. So that was 1969. 1982, President Reagan, the first American chief executive to address a joint session of the British Parliament. That was 82. Of course, Reagan and Margaret Thatcher had a good working relationship. 1998, Charlton Heston.
I want to say those fighting words for everyone within the sound of my voice to hear and to heed, and especially for you, Mr. Gore. From my cold, dead hands.
Boy, that voice. He demands your attention.
Yes, he does.
Authoritative would be a word I'd use to describe the voice of one Charlton Heston.
That is impressive right there.
And get your hands off me, you damn dirty ape.
Yeah.
He was about to say that one, too. But Charlton Heston, on this date, was elected the president of the National Rifle Association. He was addressing them a few years later. But it was 98 that he was elected as its president of the NRA. 2006, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the man President Bush called the most wanted terrorist in Iraq, was killed by U.S. military forces. Two F-16 warplanes dropped two 500-pound bombs on Zarqawi's safe house in a village north of Baghdad. Zarqawi's spiritual advisor, Sheikh Abdul Rahman, was also killed in the explosion. It was seen as a good day as far as getting to the core of at that point, it wasn't ISIS. It was Al-Qaeda.
I just wonder if one 500-pound bomb would have been enough to do the job.
Well, you know want to make sure you get it done.
Well, yeah, okay, I can see that.
Want to make sure you get it done. And 2016 on this date, the International Tennis Federation banned Maria Sharapova. Maria Sharapova banned. She tested positive for mascara on this date a year ago, 2016.
Not allowed.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Let's move on to birthdays now today. Former First Lady Barbara Bush, 92 today.
Wow.
For Barbara Bush, of course, married to George, and then her son, the other George, was president, so she was a first lady and a mother of a president.
They didn't name all their kids George, did they?
No, I think they stopped. Not like George Foreman.
George Foreman? Okay.
George the 12th.
Right.
Yeah, 92. During her husband's term in office, Barbara Bush made a little extra money on the side. She performed in a Crossing the Delaware reenactment.
Wow.
As George Washington. The funny thing, she didn't need any. She didn't need a wig or any makeup. She kind of looked like George Washington already.
It
worked out for her. She's 92 today.
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born.
Jerry Stiller is 90,
hilarious.
90 today. Two of my favorite characters, Frank Costanza and Arthur Spooner. Frank Costanza, of course, from Seinfeld, and Arthur Spooner from King of Queens. Jerry Stiller is 90 today. When he would do the yelling thing, when he'd raise the volume. And remember, he would work with his wife, Ann Mira.
Right.
They were a comedy team, Stiller and Mira.
Yeah, they did
and,
well.
Of course, the father of actor Ben Stiller. We have since lost Ann Mira, but Jerry Stiller is still going strong. He's 90.
Hey, did you see real quick on King of Queens, you know, what was her name? Leah Remini.
Yeah.
Now she's going to be on the new show with him.
Yeah, they booted his wife, which I'm okay with. I feel bad for, I think her name was Erin Hayes. She was playing Kevin Can Wait on CBS.
Yeah, I know you watch that show.
I watch it. We watch it. We saw the season finale, and they brought Leah Remini back, and I go, oh, this is great. I mean, their chemistry is just outstanding.
Awesome. Yeah.
So somehow they're going to write it in and change the scope of the show, because when she came back, she wasn't his wife. she was like an old police partner because he used to work in the police department and he was retired. Then he came out of retirement to help in a sting operation thing.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to season
two. That should be fun.
So I guess the ratings skyrocketed when they brought Remini back.
I'm sure it will continue that way.
Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two.
Is that father and daughter?
I think so.
And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
Kind of like Don't Cry Joni on the country side of thing. Here we have Frank Sinatra, Nancy Sinatra. Something Stupid. Something Stupid. Should be the theme song for the almanac,
it could
really.
Be. Yeah.
This is a big hit. And, of course, Nancy Sinatra, you know, these boots are made for walking.
She was hot in the 60s when that song was out.
77 for Frank's little girl, Nancy Sinatra, 77 here today. This guy singing.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio.
Three Dog Night.
Uh-huh.
And wrapped around
Chuck Negron
is the sound of someone
born on this date 1942. He is 75. They kind of had like three lead singers. Corey Wells and Danny Hutton were the other ones. And Corey Wells has since passed on. But Danny Hutton and Chuck Negron are still alive.
Yeah.
And that's him leading old-fashioned love song, Three Dog Night. The old joke was, what's a bad night for a fire hydrant? A Three Dog Night.
Three Dog Night.
Yeah. 75 today. More music, a little more 70s stuff.
You better bring the chick around.
One of my all-time favorite albums.
Dirty law down.
When I was in high school, this was as hot as there was.
73 for Bob Skaggs, and I'm sure you've done the Lido Shuffle, have you not?
Yeah, are you kidding?
One
Nobody
for the
does
money, it. Two for the show.
Lido Shuffle, and you know, Bob Skaggs, he was high school buddies with Steve Miller out in San Francisco, and they played together. Yeah, so Steve Miller and Bob Skaggs both were pretty hot in the 70s there, mid-70s.
73 for Bob Skaggs. Remember Footloose?
I do.
Playing chicken with the two tractors.
Yeah.
This gal has rasp above the rasp on top of her other rasp. The raspy Bonnie Tyler. Total Eclipse of the Heart. It's a Heartache. We played that pre-6 a.m. music treat for you here on the Bob Morning Show earlier today.
Whoa.
If you want to get up early, if you want to hear the good stuff. Bonnie Taylor is 66 today. Did I say Taylor? It's Tyler. Bonnie Tyler, 66 today. The guy who invented the World Wide Web, it's not Al Gore. Charlton Heston, good friends with Al Gore.
Right, I heard
Scientist
that.
Scientist Tim Berners-Lee, 62 today. He invented the WWW. That was back in 89. Dilbert creator.
Work.
Dilbert's got the funny tie, glasses.
Yeah.
If you're going to take Drew Carey and make him into a cartoon, it'd be Dilbert.
Dilbert.
He is 60 today. Actor, comedian, writer, producer, director Kenan Ivory Wayans. He needs a few more things on his plate there.
That's
Actor,
enough.
Comedian, writer, producer, and director. Great in The Living Color. And, of course, he has so many brothers, I can't keep them straight. There's Marion or Marlon, and there's Damien. Kenan Ivory Wayans. I think he's the oldest. Can you fact check that, Vicky? Who?
Vicky.
Brittany.
That's not even close.
That's close enough.
Close enough, yeah.
We used to have a Vicky that worked here long before your time. We're going back in time. That was a Bob FM flashback.
Right, it was.
You just really threw... Now what am I fact-checking? The Vicky thing really
checking,
threw me off.
You're checking if Kenan Ivory Wayans, is he the oldest of the Wayans brothers?
Okay.
Is
boys.
He kind of the leader of that whole group? Musician Mick Hucknall, Simply Red lead singer. He has red hair.
Holding back me.
They had a couple of hits, right?
Yeah. This one, Holding Back the Years. They also did a remake of If You Don't Know Me By Now.
Yeah.
Well, those were their two really monstrous hits. Holding Back the Years here. Simply Brunette just didn't sound right, so he had to make sure the lead singer was a redhead. 57 today. Juliana Margulies, she's the Good Wife.
You are out of control. Mrs. Florrick, if you do not sit back down, I will have you held in contempt.
Fine. Arrest me.
Don't mess with the good wife, Juliana Margulies. Happy birthday to her. Of course, she also was on ER.
Yes.
Most notably, and then went on to The Good Wife, which just ended its run. I never watched it, but I knew of it because my wife watched it all the time. So I would, you know, see parts of it, but never got into the whole show. She's 51. Gabrielle Giffords is 47. Ooh. She was the congresswoman who was shot in an assassination attempt. Seriously injured.
Arizona, was it?
Yes, yeah. Arizona. She's from Arizona. Survived, and of course now is an advocate for gun control and keeping guns out of bad people's hands and things like that.
Sure.
Gabrielle Giffords is 47 today. Rapper Kanye West is 40 today. Brittany, you are our rap expert. Rap and hip-hop, your thoughts on Kanye West. Is he talented or not?
I think he is talented. I just think his own ego gets in his own way.
It does. He thinks he's pretty important to what he, as far as what he contributes to the world, he thinks it's pretty much as good as a cure to polio.
Yeah.
Well,
I would, I would agree with that.
And I would disagree with him on that, but yeah.
Right, yeah.
I would agree with his thoughts on that, his thoughts on his own career, yes.
Neil?
What about it?
Neil?
Well, that's it?
Neil?
Okay, I'm up. I did a whole bunch of prepping today. Former First Lady Ida McKinley, she was married to our 25th president of these United States, and that would be, of course, William McKinley.
Did she look like any other past presidents, though?
I don't know if she can make that
claim. Barbara Bush will always have that.
I don't, yeah. Architect Frank Lloyd Wright, one of our favorite architects, I'm sure. He had a certain style that was undeniable.
And he had some homes in the Twin Cities area
designed. Absolutely. He was born on this day, 1867. 1917, Brian Whizzer White, who was not only an NFL running back, but of course he was a Supreme Court justice.
Now, wasn't that also the nickname of Ontario Smith?
Whizzer White.
Because he got caught with the Whizzinator, contraption that can turn...
Tainted urine into good urine for drug
testing.
Yes, that was
the Whizzinator.
He was caught with that at an airport during security.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that's not mine.
Just another of the long list of great Viking stories.
Yeah, we've got a few of them.
Yeah.
Whizzer White, 1917. A year later, one of my favorite actors and singers was born because I absolutely loved it. I think it was 1963 or 4 when the Music Man, the movie, came out.
Now, Mars, I need some ideas if I'm going to get your town out of the serious trouble it's in.
Oh, it's trouble.
River City ain't in any trouble.
Well, then I have to create some. Must create a desperate need in your town for a boys' band.
Oh, yes.
The old boys' band routine. That's what he's doing now. And, of course, Buddy Hackett there with him.
True.
Robert Preston from The Music Man and others, but he was most recognizable in that movie. With Shirley Jones
as very lovely
Maid Marian. 1918 for
Ronnie Howard was in that too.
Yes, he was. A comedian George Kirby, an impressionist. He was born on this day, 1923.
Well, I sent for you yesterday. Well, here you come today, pilgrim. I sent for you yesterday. Here you come riding in here today. Well, now listen, pal.
Little John Wayne with a jazz band behind him there.
Singing as John Wayne, that's George Kirby, 1923. She made quite a career for herself. We're talking about Joan Rivers.
If you read the Inquirer, Marie Osmond, underneath all that, because he is a mean person. Oh, grow up. Can we talk? She told Helen Keller to shut up.
Joan Rivers.
Rivers, yeah, that was her Can We Talk.
Yeah, that was her shtick. That was her spiel.
Had her own talk show. We know all about Joan Rivers, 1933. And speaking of Lassie, it was acting dog Pal. The name of the dog? Pal. He was the original Lassie, and all the dogs who later portrayed Lassie in the movies and the TV series were his descendants. He fathered them all. Pal was born in this day, 1940. Sherman Garnes, also born on this day, was in the Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. If you
Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
There you go. Great song from that group. 1940 Hall of Fame track star Willie Davenport was on My Three Sons.
He very well could have been.
Willie Davenport was 1943. He's in the Track Hall of Fame. And this is Don Grady. That's very nice. There it is. He was a Mickey Mouse Club Mouseketeer. And then, of course, he was one of My Three Sons.
Now, he was Fred Robbie. McMurray.
He was Robbie.
Who, yep. I knew him as the oldest of the Douglas boys, but he really wasn't. There was... Because when I watched My Three Sons, I only knew it as the color show. They never because I watched them in reruns.
Yes.
They never showed the black and whites, right, which were on a different network. Then I think they went from ABC to CBS. So I didn't even know there was a Mike.
Right.
There was a Mike.
Mike. Before there was Ernie.
Yeah.
There was Mike.
Yeah, because you think of Rob, Chip, and Ernie.
Right.
But there was a Mike who was apparently the older one, got married, and then when they moved networks, he didn't renew his contract. He wanted out of it, probably.
Yep.
Wanted to do other things.
And
but
then they brought in Ernie.
And that was fine. I liked Ernie.
Yeah, I did, too. Don Grady, born in the state, 1944. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
And, of course, Ernie and Chip were real brothers in real life. Yep. They were the Livingstons, weren't they? Something or other.
Yes.
Something like that. Oh, Brittany, what do you got? Did you do anything for us?
Yeah, just one. Kenan Ivory Wayans is the second oldest.
Second oldest.
10 kids, if I'm counting all these upright.
That's a huge family.
There's a lot of kids.
That had to be funny.
So, there you go.
That's it?
That's it.
All right, that's all we needed to do. And it's brought to you by Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. No one knows the country like Kurt Weir's. On today's Almanac, that does it. It's Thursday. Back to wrap it up after we hear from Billy Dean, Bob FM. From the thoughts there.